Hey everybody, Jay Schlansky here from the Fifth Trooper Network. I just want to take a moment to thank you for checking out this show. Did you know that over at thefifthtrooper.com we have tons of other content, including blogs, other podcasts, all kinds of stuff. In addition, if you want access to exclusive content, you can join us on patreon.com/thefifthtrooper and join at any level and you'll get access to exclusive blog articles, access to our private Discord, and much more. So please check us out and thank you so much for all your support.
Welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. My name is Jay Schlansky and my co-host is Tim Hannon.
Hello all.
I was going to give you some sort of a name, but I just don't have the energy or the wherewithal today, so...
That's fine. I was bracing myself, but I was also ready for nothing. You know?
Tim, the lightning bolt Hannon. I had nothing.
Oh, no. Thunder thighs.
Old thunder thighs Hannon. Is that there? I like that one.
It's really thunder calves, but there's nothing that really like is catchy for that. So, you know, it's fine.
Old clapping calves Hannon.
There you go. If you ever see me walk around a convention with the shorts on, you'll understand what I mean. Yeah. Those are just naturally reoccurring.
He's on a bunch of meat sticks. They're huge.
It's true. Everyone's like, what's your workout? I wake up. Yeah. And it has to haul this frame around, and that's enough of a workout for him. So there you go.
Just naturally calf-tacular. Yeah, so, hey, we're back. We're here. We're recording. This is a positive. Today, we've been, not just today, but in the past few episodes, we've been breaking down individual units and building lists around that, and we're going to do that again today. And sticking with our theme, we are going to continue talking about heavies, and today's episode is the AA5 speeder truck.
Woohoo.
So, I like this new format that we're doing. I'm going to keep it going for as long as it stays interesting to Tim and I think. I'm sure we'll have an episode one day where one or both of us will be like, can we just do like not a breakdown of something today? But
well, to be fair, this is a bigger conversation than just this episode, but I think it's been nice because we're doing, you know, a couple different things going on at different times. So you don't know, are we going to do, there's still plenty of things in the drink list pairing pipeline, right?
Like
those are all in the tank and there's some other stuff we've been doing. So I think it's nice because it gives you some variety. So you know you're going to hear something somewhat Legion related, but you never know exactly what it's going to be. So that's good.
Yeah, well, and I kind of like the idea of talking about heavies in general, but also talking about units that haven't been seeing much play or love and just kind of describing them, you know?
Agreed.
And I do kind of like that we're covering all the transport units as well. That, you know, maybe I'll keep that going, but heavies and the transport units, I think they're super interesting. So, you know, we'll keep talking about this and see what happens. So today's the speeder truck. I really, the few times I've played this, I've played it in Rebels. We will talk about both, Rebels and Shadow Collective today. But both the times I've played this, I really enjoyed it. And I think that it kind of got pulled out of the meta on its own. And I think that was due to some of the transport changes. That and the LAT, right? Both got kind of hit with the transport changes.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think people kind of dropped it and then a bunch of other stuff came along. But I think it might be relevant. I think there's different ways of utilizing it. And, you know, especially in, Shadow Collective. And, you know, I think there's some interesting things to do in Rebels as well. So.
Yeah. It's really interesting to me to see how it is utilized in both factions. Cause I feel like while it is a transport, it does feel a little bit different to me in both. And Jay and I were talking about this before, but like healing a heavy cover pike squad in like double dodges and everything like that. And, like when you kill one of them, it feels really, as an opponent, like you're like, yeah, I got one, hooray. And then when your person with the speeder truck just heals one back, you're like, oh no, that's really depressing. Whereas like, I don't know, healing a rebel with white saves doesn't feel quite as impressive. But I think, again, I think it does kind of different things for rebels than it does for Shadow Collective.
And we could talk about this when we get to kind of list building. And what I'm going to attempt to do is not focus on one full list like we did the last two episodes, I guess, but just talk about units that this does well with. And I think one of them is Mandalorians, the resistance for rebels. I think this is a pretty
now that's a I want to hear your thoughts on that when you come to that, because that's an interesting take. I've never heard that before, but I want to hear more about that.
Okay, but let's break down the unit for those of you that maybe don't know, don't play Rebels or Shadow Collective, haven't seen this, and now it's the same for both, right? I don't think there's much of a difference.
I'm looking at it right now.
Any difference?
It's the same.
Yeah, so it's 75 points, right? Is that still 75? Yeah. So it's 75 points. It has armor, which is great. It has hover ground, so you can reverse and standby. You're treated as a ground vehicle by other units. Reposition. I love reposition, especially
it's so good.
These like long, oblong base units.
Yes, it's a lifesaver.
Transport one closed. So the last two units we've talked about were transport one open. This is one closed, and it's weak point two rear, which isn't generally a big deal. It has 8 health. It has a resilience of 6, rolls white defensive die, surges on defense. It has a pilot and two, I forgot what they call those, whatever, two crew slots. It has a weapons slot and a communication slot.
It's a beefy boy.
Yeah.
And just to point out too, for hover ground, and then just as a general rule to note, it has been updated since we first had this come out. Remember that you ignore the little hover stick, like how it's normally for repulsor vehicles, you ignore the flight stand.
Yeah.
In this case, you're ignoring it in a different way. You're basically treating it like it's just one solid piece. So you cannot shoot underneath the tank. You used to be able to. You cannot shoot underneath the tank. Just for clarification purposes for anyone at home.
Yeah, and I think that comes in as you're treated as a ground vehicle by other units.
Yes,
that's that correct. That part. So you're not treated as a repulsor. So that's correct. Great. So you now basically, when you're playing with this, you have a big like cover two line of sight
brick.
Blocking brick. Which is great.
Yeah.
And that wasn't always the case. So like when this was in vogue and was being played a lot, you know, some of the things someone like a Kyle from Scoundrels would do is position him in a place where he could see under between the gap between the base and the bottom of the tank, and he would shoot the feet of your boyses, and that was totally legal. And that has since gone away. And it's the same thing, you know, the AT-STs can be line of sight blocking now too. Mm-hmm. It's the same idea with all ground vehicles, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. Cause it's, I understand that everyone always wants to know, why can't you shoot through the legs of the AT-ST? Because then you have to make specific rules that only apply to only the AT-ST. It's just not efficient. Like,
right.
You gotta have one rule set, and occasionally you're gonna have those weird units like the AT-ST that is just,
right.
Is it weird? But it works. Yeah,
right. And it's not a comment on whether or not, you know, if you want commentary on the new cover rules and how this silhouettes are treated, that's a different episode and probably a different podcast. You know, you could go to Scoundrels for that. But you know, I think just period, they changed the rules, and this had to be changed along with it, with the new silhouette rules and everything, which, you know, it all makes sense and it's fine. Mm-hmm. Whether you like it or not, that's separate. But, you know, at least everything, you know, is aligned.
It's a lot easier this way, trust me. Yeah. Anyway.
So let's kind of go through the cards that you could take and give our 2 cents, we did before.
It's got some unique ones here.
Yeah.
A lot of vehicles have a lot of things in common, but this one's got a lot of unique stuff.
It really does. So the first pilot is the Hotshot pilot. So this is Rebels only, Repulsor vehicle only. So you can't put this in the T-47, but you can have it in this and the truck, I believe, the other truck.
The Lance Peter.
Yeah. You gain Sharpshooter 1. Not a bad item right now for what we were just talking about, where cover is, right? So being able to have a vehicle that reduces cover by 1 is not a terrible thing. I wish the AT-ST had a pilot that could do that.
True. Well, especially, you know, the AA-5, if you didn't catch it, doesn't surge on offense.
Right.
Oh, so,
yeah. I don't think.
No, you're good. Rolls white defense die, surges on defense, 8 health, breaks at 6, but it does not surge on offense.
Right.
And has no guns to start with, but it doesn't surge on offense.
That's right. So for 8 points, you know, you put yourself at 83 or something, you know, with this, that's not bad. It's not terrible. He is usually the hotshot pilot, depending on your build. That's usually my first kind of choice. Again, it just depends on your build, right? Yep. The next one is the Outer Rim Speeder Jockey, Repulsor Vehicles, Rebel Repulsor only, and you gain cover 1. So you're gaining cover 2. So you got cover 2 in general because you're, or no, you don't anymore.
No.
So you just got, I'm sorry, I'm thinking of something else. So you just
get cover 1.
You get cover 1, which isn't bad. That definitely helps. Because cover happens before you change dice, so you can take away impact shots. Exactly. So let's say a unit has any impact and they only get 1 hit through, well, you can, if you have this pilot, you can reduce it with the cover. So it's not bad. It's just, I guess it just depends on what you're planning on doing with the tank. You know, you could definitely use this. It's 10 points. I think that's way overcosted for what it does.
Yes.
Way overcosted.
These days, yes.
Yep.
But it is also funny to me that this brick gets cover 1.
Yeah. All right. So Reckless Driver. So the AA-5 speeder truck only. So this is going to be for both. This is for the other, for Shadow Collective as well. When you activate, perform a compulsory move. You cannot reverse. The first time during your activation that you displace an enemy unit, roll 1 white defense die for each minion. That unit suffers 1 wound for each block. So this was something Evan was running 2 of the speeder trucks and the bikes there for Shadow Collective for a little while and was having a ton of success with it I think it was last year. And this was one of the reasons why, because he was basically just like running things over and
it's actually really effective against red save factions. And that sounds silly, but like when you're running this very fast now, because remember with that base and it's what is it, speed 1? So speed even one. With even at speed 1, that base means you can go really far really fast and you get a free move already.
Yep.
And so now you can just have these huge line of sight blocking, cover providing, killing machines that are just there, just they're just steamrollers. That's it. And there was when that first came out, we had Brett, I think, ran 2 of them because they're not unique. You'll notice that there's no unique dot on it. So you can run 2 of them. And he just ran over, I think, Will's clones and just like beat clone. He tabled Will because he just kept running him over. just kept. And he just automatically got through dodges. Nothing doesn't matter. Just boop, dead.
Yeah. And because of that, that's got an upgrade to 12 points from its original 6. And justifiably so. And again, I think this is a better pilot for Shadow Collective. And we're going to go through the Shadow Collective build after this. But, you know, I think it's, again, I don't think the AA-5 particularly has a standard setup. I think unlike the snail tank and the Gav tank, where I feel like there's a very standard setup with those because of what your options are. I feel like because there's so many options with the AA5 that it's really up to you and how you're building out the rest of your army. But anyways, so the next one is Rider Izadi. So rebel only, repulsor vehicle only, so he can actually go in the T-47. And while performing a move, increase or decrease your maximum speed by one. Does not really help the truck too much. Just because it sure you could move speed two
right.
if you wanted,
yeah.
but you're already moving so fast. And if you really wanted
yeah.
that, you would do the reckless driver instead because he does all this
exactly.
other stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
And the fact that you have to tap exhaust it and tap it in order for it to work, it just, this card is useless in my mind. Yeah, so the next one is Shriv. So this is rebel heavies only. You gain field, so you could run this as a field commander if you wanted the AA5. And then for free action, you choose a friendly trooper unit you are transporting or at range 1 to 2, and they gain a dodge. Not a bad, this is not bad either.
Yeah.
Free dodges are good, especially in Rebels.
Yeah. Because the fact that it's not just transporting, it's the or at range 1 to 2, it's
Yeah.
huge.
Yeah.
There's a few different pilots and stuff that do that, and I wish they all kind of did that, because the stuff that just says while transporting, it means like once that unit is no longer being transported, it's kind of wasted. And so
Yeah.
now at least with the 1 to 2 thing, I really like it. I think the is it Governor Price that does the same kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. I like that because it keeps him being useful all game.
Well, and you know, let's say you're doing like a Wookiee dump or you're going to do a Mandalorian dump or something, you know, put something in the, we were talking about this last episode with putting Black Suns or Magna Guard in somebody's lines. You could do
Yeah.
that here with Wookiees or with I don't know if you want to do it as much with Mandalorians, but you could, or
True.
Luke,
There
you
you
know,
go. There you go. Yeah.
you know, and so what you do is you move, you know, you move, give them an order,
Yeah.
or give them a dodge, and then they most likely will have an order because we'll talk about this, because I think one of the ones you definitely staple on this is on board comms. So
yes, and this is where the Rebel Shadow Collective differences come in.
yeah.
But yes, I think for Rebels, yes,
yeah, for
absolutely.
Rebels, I think you do, because I really think, and we'll get to it more, but I really think when you're running this in Rebels that you're always transporting something.
Yeah.
I don't know that you're ever using it for like because it's powerful. I don't know. I mean, maybe you have a list. I mean, hit us up, write a message, you know, write us a note on it. But
I was
like,
gonna say, I'd say maybe. I can see a maybe on there.
Yeah, yeah, I don't. I'm maybe. I'm not saying either way. I'm just.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that one's good. And then I don't think you ever take Wedge with this. But Wedge basically gives you Field Commander, and for an exhaust gives you a free pivot.
Yeah.
But you have reposition, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, you don't need it.
Yeah. All right, so next we're gonna go into some of our crew. The first one is the Backworld Medic. Again, this is AA5 speeder truck, so this is for both. You get for an action, remove one wound or poison token from or restore one mini to a friendly non-droid trooper unit that you are transporting or at range 1 and in line of sight. Then roll 2 white defense die. That unit gains 1 suppression token for each block or surge. So that's what we were talking about, right? Bringing back.
Yep. It's real good. It's real good.
Yeah. And, you know, this is kind of where it gets interesting with Wookiees or with Mandalorians. You know, they're real tough, and then when they go down and you're like, nah, I'm gonna go ahead and replace, put a mini in or heal them up or do, you know, do whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, really nice. And 12 points, I think that's reasonable. That's a reasonable
Yeah.
cost for that.
For what you're doing every round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next one is the Gonk, refurbished Gonk droid. This is for the A5 speeder truck or the X34 land speeder. You gain shield at 2, so you get 2 shield tokens. During the end phase, roll a red defense die for each of your inactive shield tokens. For each block, flip one inactive. So basically, you get 2 extra. I mean, you have armor, and then you're adding 2 more shields onto there. So effectively, you know, they've got to get a lot of hits through to even before they start getting you to roll dice with having this up. And then you can regen those shields at the end.
Yeah. And important to note, too, that for shield, because I get a lot of questions about shields, too, and how that works, is you can cancel crits with shields.
Right. Correct.
So you can choose what you're canceling with that, which is great, especially for armor units, right? Because if you already canceled all your hits and there's only 2 crits coming through, boom, you just cancel both of them. And I think it's also important to point out that for most shielded things in this game, you have to recover or do something like that to regenerate something, whereas this is kind of like, I think the droidicas do it, too, where it's just end of every turn, it regenerates one.
That's
just
boom. That's correct.
It's like a generator. It doesn't say generator, but it's generator.
Right. And
it's
actually
a generator plus, really, because it's a little bit better.
Yeah. And going back to the pilots, like, you know, if you really want to beef this boy up to get it behind lines, you put the cover one pilot on and then you put the droid on, right? And now
it's never
before
going
they even get to your armor, you're already 3 in.
Yeah.
Right. And most units, let's not, clones are an exception, but most units effective hits through to armor are usually 3 to 4. So, you know, you're maybe letting one come through after your shields and your cover and everything. Now that's one shot, right? Cause both your shields will then be gone and hopefully you get one back, hopefully, but like, you know, at least one important shot, you're going to be, you know, removing most of those. So, 14 points, very reasonable for that, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So next one is Unorthodox Tactician. This is for the speeder truck only. When you activate, you roll 3 red defense die. For each block and surge result, you choose a different friendly unit that you are transporting or at range 1 to 3, and they all gain aim tokens.
They each get 1 aim token.
Yep.
Important to note that you are always range 1 of yourself.
Yep.
For this and for anything. So you can give an aim to yourself.
That's true. Yep.
So you're always range 1 because it doesn't say other friendly unit. It says different
each.
Friendly. So you can't give 3 to one person, but you can give 3 individual ones, including yourself.
Including yourself,
Also important to note, too, that if you are at home and you're looking at your card and you say, that's not what my card says, you're right. Because the wording was updated, so this is when you activate. Because it used to be just at the start of the round.
Right.
And that was disgustingly good.
Yeah. Yeah, and this great card. You know, the great thing about the speeder truck, between this, the healing, and I mean, even if you put Shriv on there, right? Like you could just become a token machine and a healing machine. Like, so you just, another option is if you're not like dumping this into your enemy lines, you're just kind of holding it with your army as they're marching up and you're just handing out. I mean, it's expensive to do, but you're just basically handing out tokens as another option, you know?
And it's also, I think this is especially good for rebels, you can use it as a mobile line of sight blocker. So if you're playing something like Hostage or something like that, and you're like, oh no, I gotta cross this no man's land against the gun line, let your tank, it's basically a tank, but let your speeder truck move up and take those hits. It might die. It might, depending on how it goes, but like, better that than your objective carrier. So
there you go. And I think, you know, I think 16 points is a little expensive for this after the changes. I think they could have brought it down to 12 and been okay.
I would say 15, but which sounds like a silly thing, but there's so many lists these days that I make that are a 1 point difference. So I would say 15.
Yeah.
But
all right. I'll split and I'll say 13 because you're right. I think you want that extra point. You know, you need some odd numbers in there to like get yourself.
Yeah.
So then the final one is an unstable R5. This is for the speeder truck and the land speeder, the X34. Yeah. At the end of your activation, perform an attack or a move, then roll 3 black attack dice and suffer 1 wound for each hit or crit. And then this is that goes away. So once you do this, it's gone. I've seen, who was it? Brian at Adepticon last year had a
was it Brian Bear?
Brian Bear. Maybe it was two
Was it?
Adepticons ago. I think it was two
I don't
ago.
know.
Not last year, but the one before it.
Okay.
The one that wasn't a Worlds. That was just
oh, okay.
Yeah, he played it in that, and I believe he played on stream, and he was playing with three of the satellite dishes and two of the trucks, and yeah, and he had this on there, and it did a lot of work for him.
Sure.
So super interesting. I don't know. I don't think it belongs on this speeder truck, but it's an interesting addition.
It's an interesting addition. I think there's a discussion to have if you're going to go with the reckless driver route with it.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to free move and everything like that. So that's a whole nother
right.
time of reckless driver.
Yeah. Yeah. You get to move again, potentially. Like you're doing a lot of moving.
Oh, no. No. Sorry. Reckless driver is first time during activation. So just kidding. La, la, la.
All right. So it has two weapons that it can put.
Two weapon options.
Yes. Weapon options, yep. The first is the AG2G quad laser. So it's a range 1 to 3, 6 black dice, impact 2. So this is an impact, nice dice pool. I think six black dice is good.
It's really good.
At range 3, not bad.
People sleep on it. People sleep on that all the time.
And impact 2 is great. So if you got some other heavies out there in the world causing a ruckus, you know, you can affect that or dark troopers or, you know, anything else with armor.
And when you pair that up with the unorthodox tactician giving yourself a name, if you have anybody else that gave you a name, and then you take an aim action, so you potentially can have like three aims pretty easy. Oh, if you have linked targeting array, if you
link
give yourself an
targeting
order,
rate, yeah.
Three or four aims, really three, if even just at your activation, you're getting three aims. So you're six black dice, you're almost guaranteed to have a full boat.
Yep.
I mean, unless you have just very bad luck, but like almost guaranteed to have a full boat.
Yeah, and I think 25 points is very reasonable for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The next one is the heavy laser retrofit. It's a range 1 to 4. It's the rainbow, red, black, and white, and it's critical 1. Yeah, it's fine for the points.
Yeah.
But not your first choice.
No, if you really can't afford it, I get it. Like, if you can't afford the quad laser, I get it. But again, it is so easy to get into range 3 with this.
Yeah.
That this isn't your gun platform that's sitting back at range 4. And with that a single rainbow, that's not your move.
Yeah.
Like, again, I get it if you have no other points, but I'd really try to push for the quad laser.
And then comms. So very similar to last week. I think we're going to have a lot of the same hot takes as we did last week on the comms slot. You know, command control array, you're not going to use it. So it just doesn't matter. Comms jammer, again, maybe. Jamming people within one of it, it's not a bad thing. I always say maybe because there's just better options, you know, for this particular. But like, I've definitely, I was playing a double T-47 list. I don't even know how long ago, maybe 8-9 months ago, and somebody had comms jammers on their Magna Guard, and it was so annoying. It was so annoying.
Oh yeah. You know? Well, and again, if you're playing the reckless driver route, so now you have reckless driver, all the other things, and then you throw a comms jammer on there, like that is just a nightmare for your opponent to have to deal with.
Yeah.
And they have to. They have to deal with it. Otherwise, you're just sitting there killing things, messing with things.
100%.
And you're just laughing the whole time.
Yeah,
so,
100%. It and I don't I think and we'll go to Shadow Collective. I think it plays better in Shadow Collective than it does in Rebels.
Sure.
Cuz I definitely think you want others, you know, I really think in a Rebels list, especially how you would use the tank, you definitely want comms channel, onboard comms channel, but you know, we'll get to it. Comms relay, you're not going to put it on this. It's not a thing.
Transponder,
maybe depends on what else you're doing. I doubt it. HQ uplink, nope, you're not gonna put that on here. You know, I act comms unit, I don't think so.
Nah,
because by
better off
If you really want it to have orders, you're going to be giving it orders. You're never going to put it in position like a speeder bike where, or something else where like Dubex do well with hacked comms, but like you're never going to put it in a position where you're not giving it orders or you need to give it order, right? It's like if you put it in a position where you can't give it orders, you did that specifically because you don't care anymore because you're moving on from whatever that, it's more like bonus round at that point. So it just doesn't matter. Link targeting array, maybe. If you're using it for like a token engine, I could see that, just, sit back at range three and just plop in like six black dice at stuff and getting, like Tim said, potentially three aims. I don't think that's a terrible thing. The other thing you could do is if you're using the speeder truck like that, you can, if something's getting down on wounds, you kind of just pop it into the speeder to kind of block some of that wounds from getting through, I think one still comes through, right? Like, I forgot to, no, not anymore. That's right. Only
Unless only if it gets destroyed. If it
that's
gets
right. When it gets
destroyed,
destroyed.
you flip your order. Whoever's riding in it flips their activation token over if they have one face up one. Or and actually, even if they don't have a face up one, they just automatically gets their activation is gone and take one wound and one suppression.
Yep, that's right. Long range comm link. No, I don't see you ever really using it on this. And then onboard comms channel for sure. Like,
That's it. That's stapled in there for rebels.
for rebels, absolutely. Let's switch over. Let's just go over to
The
Shadow
shadow side.
Collective. Yeah, and so a couple differences, particularly are the pirates, the pilots, which
They
look
are
like
pirates, to be
pirates.
fair.
And the first one is the Frenzied Gunner. So while performing a ranged attack during the form attack pool step, you may roll one red defense die. On a blank result, add one white attack die to the result attack pool. On a block, add one black, and on a surge, add one red. So you're guaranteed an extra attack die, which is
It's so good.
so good. Yeah.
It's 5 points for an extra
Yeah.
die.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good. If you're using it, obviously, as a gun platform,
Right.
but
And then they have the raiding party leader, which you get allies of convenience and you get field commanders, so that's great. So now you can have different stuff in the list. Each friendly mercenary vehicle unit gains demoralized one. So after your rally step, an enemy unit at range 1 to 2 gains a suppression token. So this was Evans. I believe he had one had reckless and one had raiding party leader, if I remember correctly. So that
Correct,
yeah.
correct. And then three swoops.
And then three swoops. Yeah, it was pretty nasty. The pilots
That's it's
are
all the
the
same.
crews pretty much the same. The guns are the same, and comms are the same. So
Outside of rebel only options, it's
yeah,
all
I
the
just
same.
wanted to go back to the make sure we got those pilots. But so let's, I think basically for rebels, and we don't we'll do both because I don't want to build a full list here, but I really find it interesting with Mandalorian Resistance.
I want to hear this.
Okay. So here's the problem with all Mandalorians, and not Boba anymore, but the rest of them, right? Is they can be finicky and almost like a little bit like a glass cannon because they're meant to be really aggressive, and they're and on paper you like look at them and you're going, okay, they've got red defense, they surge on both defense and offense, so you're like they have impervious, so anything with pierce, right, they're going to be rolling extra dice, so they seem like they're going to live. Okay, they always die so fast, right? And the fact that the Mandalorian Resistance, they're one health units, having them with the speeder truck, I think brings them up. And my thoughts on this are a couple fold. One, they have nimble. So if you put Shriv on the speeder truck, you now are giving them they're starting their access to their token generation, right? So
Fair,
you're already
fair.
giving them a dodge. So now they're basically going to have a dodge stapled on to them for that, for a while, which is great. You now have an option where before I think you probably would have been like, oh, you're going to take Tristan or Ursa, you know?
Yep.
But now I think there's a world where you can take the duelist. And now you have an option to kind of bring these guys in close with surging offense. Sure, it's only four, you know, units, but it gives you another option to kind of get in there, maybe grab a supply crate. And get out. Or not supply crate, sorry. I recovered the supply.
I know what you meant.
And then get out of there, right? And now you have the dodge. You could potentially have aims to kind of keep you in the fight, right? I think you could definitely put Tristan or Ursa on there, just for the extra health. It's not bad. But yeah, I think it makes them a little bit more viable because they're getting more access to tokens now. And you could, like, going back, they have comms, right? So, like, you could potentially put comms jammers on them. So you put on board, give them a token. Yeah. They've got comms jammers. Now they're in the lines and they can't, your enemy can't give an order. So now they can pop out, grab a recover the supply and speed three out of there.
Right. That's true.
So, I think there's a lot more options as far as Mandalorians are concerned. Once they have the AA5, you can use the AA5 to cover them. You put them behind the AA5. So speed three, they jump two, right? So you just jump, over the truck, get behind it. Now you're behind line of sight blocking too. So I just think it makes them way more viable. It gives them a ton more options. And it's something I've been thinking a lot about lately.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. It's interesting. I never really thought about that before because, again, I see a unit with jump two, speed three. I just think if they can get in there as quick as they need to. But you're right. Sometimes they get shot up before that. And so, if I, as someone who plays against them a lot, when I see them coming in, I tend to focus almost all of my firepower towards, unless I have to shoot something else. Like, I really shoot them as much as I can because, they'll die.
Now imagine you put Reckless Driver on the truck. So now you're getting three moves. You let's say you and I are playing and you believe you put one of your recovers in a really safe spot in the backfield. Let's say we're playing major offensive or something similar and it's way in the backfield, right? And you're like, oh, I'm going to get that. No problem. I turn one with Reckless, move that tank three, move it in front of your recover. On my second turn, I have onboard comms channel. So I've given the order also to the Mandalorians. They have comms jammer. So anyone near there can't get an order.
Right.
And, for the next turn. So I onboard comm. I give it to them. They pop out. They grab the box. And then they speed three. Like behind cover, behind like somewhere else. And now now you're on the back foot because I've just put, and maybe they have a dodge because maybe I have Shriv as well. I can't have Shriv and Reckless. But I have the backworld medic so that like if you do get a wound on them, I'm healing that up. They're gonna keep moving forward. Like
you can have Shriv and Reckless if you bring two speeder trucks.
Yeah.
But have them go in with one truck and then come out with the other truck.
Yeah, I mean, you could even do the Clan Ren version, either one, and then get Sabine in there as another option too. Like, I think there's some options there that affords you.
And then not for nothing too, your range two retinue is popping off of the tank base, not off of Clan Ren's base.
Right.
I can see it.
I think similarly, if you wanted to, there's some similar options out there. Wookiees. Loading Wookiees up in a speeder truck, putting them behind enemy lines and just letting them dice up. Luke, maybe Ahsoka. I think these are all good options for the tank. Also, it might be interesting to do like Ewoks in a tank.
My thing. I've been really surprised that I've not seen more Ewoks in tanks. It's a bit shocking to me because if I was a Rebel player, that's what I'd be doing. I'd be putting my Ewoks in those tanks, getting right in there, drop them off round two, and then they're just causing havoc. And I know Ewoks are not invincible by any means, but once they're in your lines, they're a pain in the neck to kill.
I would say the same with recover too. You could put them in there and they could recover a box and like hide behind some terrain, and there's so many of them, and you have to get so many hits through to even like do anything. Plus, if you're like handing stuff out to them from the tank or the truck, it's wild.
Well, and that's the thing is, even though they can't go back in the vehicle with a claimed ejector token, they can still hide behind it. Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, and they're, with their low profile and stuff, they have a lot of options too. I just think, Mandalorians was just something I was thinking about recently, because I've been just thinking a lot about stuff that doesn't get as much play,
No, that's fair.
and what would bring it back, and I think that might be an option.
No, I think that's fair.
So
And
yeah,
then
let's talk Shadow Collective.
Shadow Collective. Yeah, I was going to say. So I do think Shadow Collective has probably a stronger argument, mainly because of Frenzy Gunner, really, for using it as a gun platform, as a healing gun platform. I think it definitely has a stronger argument for that. I don't think you have to. I think obviously the big thing is using it to transport Black Sun. Because it's like made for that. But I do think you need to decide. I think both are fine, but I think you need to decide what you want to do with it because it shouldn't be doing both. Like, you don't want your gun platform rushing in to drop off your Black Sun unless you're setting it up to survive, because then it's probably going to die.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I
So
mean,
either
and that
keep it
may
cheap,
be,
but you know.
that may even be a place where you have two and one has the raiding party leader.
It's and the nice thing is that, again, for 138, you're getting Frenzy Gunner, Backworld Medic, Unorthodized Tactician, a Quad Laser, and LTA. So again, you could argue that when you go to shoot, once you get to range three, if you're getting an order, you're gonna get three aims, and then also an extra die because of Frenzy Gunner. I do think also, to rewind back on what I said before, there could be an argument for using the range four gun with Black's Shadow Collective because of Frenzied Gunner. So now you have a slightly better die pool at range four. So instead of one rainbow, you have a little bit extra oomph to it. I'm not saying it's great, but I can see the discussion for it. I'd still rather have the quad laser, but.
I mean, right now, let's see. Well, you can put that money in. But all right, like right now, for those of you watching, I have a speeder truck with Frenzied Gunner, Backworld Medic, Unorthodox Tactician, Heavy Laser Retrofit. Okay. So in my mind, that one stays back and it's just shooting with the pikes. It's next to the pikes. It's shooting. It's
Boom.
healing when it needs to. It's handing out aims to the pikes as well, and itself potentially. Then you have the next, another speeder truck. That one's got raiding party leaders. So now you've got, there's your commander and everything. You have Unorthodox Tactician on it, so you're handing out your aims again, and Backworld Medic, so you're healing up, and then no wound on, no weapon on that, but maybe you put onboard comms channel, and I have three Black Sun Enforcers, all with the grenades right now, and the extra Black Sun Enforcer that gives them cash dodge, so they have a dodge cached on them, and they just basically are going in and killing stuff. Now you could put a leader on them, you
You
could
could,
swap
but
that
it's
up
to
like an
be
independent surge.
independent surge, and the extra courage is nice, but I think if they're in the tank, they don't need the extra courage. Because normally you're using the extra courage with the Dauntless that's natively on the Black Sun to get into range. But if you have him on the tank, I think save yourself the points. I think the one surge token isn't worth it. Especially, so you said grenades, just to clarify, you meant the Magdet Enforcers. But I do think if you bring frag grenades, now they're surging crit
That's interesting.
and throwing red dice at range one. And so now you're surging crit with that, so you don't even care about surge tokens on the offense side of things. And it's just they're going to get aims natively because they're not getting orders, so because of independent. And so it's I like throwing frag grenades on my Black Sun because
Yeah, it's not bad.
It makes them just disgusting sometimes. Yeah.
But yeah, I think they're super interesting. The A5, it gives you some more options that, like,
it does. It's also, if you've noticed in your local area, if you've noticed that maybe some of your tables, either by builder choices, I wouldn't say errors, but, you know, builder choices,
yeah,
or just limiting of supplies and things like that. Maybe you have a lot of open terrain. Bring your own line of sight blocker.
Yeah.
There you go. Bring the brick. There's a t-shirt for you. Bring
yeah,
the
I
brick.
Bring the brick. Yeah, I think it definitely gives you a lot more options.
Yeah.
Specifically, well, I think what happens, especially at larger tournaments, is you get access to so many tables, and then you have, like, you're like, oh crap, we've got to get like 12 to like 15 more tables, and it's like,
yeah,
and it's real, like, everyone struggles with this, right? All events,
yeah. Oh,
big,
yeah.
Small, all of them. And then you're like, where are we going to get this train? You're like, I don't know, man. We got some here. Let's just try to piece a table together.
Yeah.
And instead of getting that like 30 to 35% table coverage that you want, you get maybe 15, and you're like, uh-oh.
Right.
But you're like, hey,
yeah,
this is all I got. This is all I can do. So yeah, bringing your own cover with you, not a bad plan.
yeah,
Especially,
it's,
I think with Rebels too, you're probably one of your, you're putting in your condition there, getting you, you know, you're getting your fortified positions, so
oh yeah,
you're
yeah,
getting
yeah.
that as well. Like, I think Rebels, you want to have that with you too.
Well, and it's nice to the, you know, everybody that uses the truck also has access to force users, so either you can put Luke behind it or you can put Maul behind it.
Yeah.
Both love it. So it's, again, one of the biggest killers of force users is a lack of line of sight blockers,
Yep.
right? Because even in heavy cover, they can still die, like chumps. It still
Yep.
happens. I've seen it happen. I've done it. Had it done to me. But you have a line of sight blocker, and you just either in the truck, or if it feels like the truck's about to die, get them out of there and
Yeah.
have them hide behind it.
Yeah, there was,
And
oh
then, yeah.
gosh, this was a long time ago. I don't remember when, how long, but there was a list that was like triple Wookiees, Commander Luke, A5.
Oh, gross.
And like, was it Commander Luke? I think it was. Or maybe it was,
I think it was.
OP Luke. I don't remember. It was
It
one
was
of them.
probably Op Luke with Shriv as
Yeah.
your field commander. Yeah.
And basically, you would drive the tank up the one side and then flank with the Wookiees on the other side. And
Yeah.
it was nasty.
I guess shoved
Nasty
down your
list.
throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a really interesting unit. Is it the best gun platform you ever have? No,
No.
but it's pretty cheap, and you can get a pretty cheap platform for it.
Yeah. And I think it tosses out decent dice and
yeah,
gives you some more
especially
options.
that quad laser, when it's plopping off, it's, man, it's rough.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Well, and I think it's one of those things, like, you're not expecting, and then you, like,
Yeah.
then that truck comes up and, like, nails you with, you
Mm-hmm.
know, all those dice, and you're like, whoa, 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 what's going on
Well, I mean,
here?
it's like, you know, people raised a big stink about spiders back when they could get basically a whole boatload of six dice because they were throwing
Yeah.
three black, three white, and with multiple precise aims and things like that. Your truck's doing almost the same thing with better dice. And so you're really guaranteeing, like, boom, all those hits. If you wanted to bring the sharpshooter, then okay, now you're taking away your cover. So I think there's actually more play for it as a gun platform than people give it credit. And what's nice is it's a gun platform that doesn't have to be your linchpin, which is great.
Agreed. Right. Because it's cheap enough.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, if you went with nothing else for 100 points, you've got six black dice. Impact
Yeah.
two.
And the impact is nice. And, you know, we talk about armor all the time. We're talking about building armor lists.
Yep.
Boom. Now you have impact. Congrats.
Yep. For cheap.
Yeah. I like it a lot. I don't own any because the only faction I would use them for is Black Sun, and I've only played a handful of games as Black Sun. But I, one day, I need to build more things. But one day, once I've built some my pile of shame down a little bit, I really do want to get couple of trucks and throw them together because they're just fun. They're fun to look at. They're fun to paint. I got an airbrush, so.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I'm down for it. So there you go.
All right. Well, that's our breakdown of the AA5 speeder truck. We will we'll be back next week with another breakdown of something else.
That's right. It could just be our own breakdown where we just break down and cry. But
yeah.
That's part of the mystery. You just don't know
for
until you
sure
see it.
Could happen.
Yeah.
I'm on the edge. So let's see.
I'm on the edge
what
of glory,
another week
yeah
does for me.
That's right. That's right. Same. I feel that.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Goodbye.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.